The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Ashley from Bel Air, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my mom, actually, for charging me $1,000 to use her Ocean City condo after she's never charged me before.
Well, what, what spawned that?
You know, we have our trip planned. Like, we've used it before. Like, people from the family used her condo for free back in January when she told me and my husband that we could use it. I looked it up on text. I was like, nope, she said we could use it. Didn't say anything about paying. We bought tickets for, like, stuff for the kids, made reservations, like, dolphin cruise, parasailing. Like, it's going to be such a fun week.
Yeah.
But literally yesterday, like, right before we're supposed to leave, my mom called and she was like, so it'll be $1,000 for the week. And, we were completely blindsided.
But she's never charged you before?
Never, ever.
That's weird, though, right?
Yeah, especially since my brother was there like 3 weeks ago and I checked with him and he didn't have to pay or anything.
Wait, what is this then? I don't get it. Why would all of a sudden she just be like, yo, you owe me $1,000?
Well, when I thought about it and I was talking to my husband, like, he reminded me that like a few weeks ago, my mom asked me to watch her dog. She was like going to take a girls trip with her friends. And I actually had to say no because my kid had a tournament all weekend. So that was a legitimate reason. Like, she knew it. She'd been invited to come watch the tournament, you know. But she couldn't find anyone else to watch it, and she ended up canceling her trip. I think she's, like, holding that against me or something because she's been weird ever since.
This was never – so when you agreed back in January to, like, use the condo, not a word about payment. Leading up to this trip, not a word about payment. And you guys are supposed to leave when for this trip?
Tomorrow.
And she all of a sudden drops this on you yesterday. You owe her $1,000 if you're going to go.
Yeah. And we like spent all that money on other stuff. And it's also just like the principle, like we're the only members of the family that are going to pay.
Yeah.
Like, this is so stressful.
Well, let's think through that. So it's like, okay, it's her house. So I guess like she could charge you, right? Because it's like, I mean, it's her property. She can do what she wants. I mean, I'm sure she has expenses. I mean, it's not free, right? It's not like a free property. I mean, it would.
Yeah, but it's like a family condo at this point, and no one else has ever had to pay.
I do think that that's the weird part. I mean, if your brother used it a few weeks ago, then didn't have to like pay anything, and you've never had to pay anything. I mean, has she had incurred any kind of like new expense recently? I'm just trying to think of reasons of why all of a sudden she
not
would.
That I know of.
Yeah. Okay. And so when you know she said you owe me $1,000, was there like a reason behind this, or she was just like, hey, this is like, because that just seems
she was just like new policy or whatever. I don't know.
New policy. I wonder if it is because this dog. I mean, that is kind of a petty reason, though. Do we think it's fair? I mean, you know, Jess isn't here to talk this out. Is it fair? I mean, you know, would I be pissed? Yes. I mean, but you know me. I'm petty like that. Would I be pissed? Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you want to get out of this call? What can we do? I mean,
I just really want an apology. Like, it would be great if she admitted that that's why and was like, yep, I'm being ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to charge my daughter.
Yeah. I mean, so you think you should be able to stay there for free?
Yeah.
Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, this is what we did. We reached out to Linda, and that's her mom, and said, hey, listen, we're a radio show here in town. We do this segment about forgiveness. Would you want to come on and try to figure a discrepancy out with somebody? She doesn't know it's you, so I don't know how she's going to react when she finds out. But we're going to find out if we can figure out this little summer break discrepancy.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ashley, don't let your mom know that we've got you on until we give her a chance to try to like figure out who's got her on for Forgive and Forget. Okay, just give me 1 second, all right?
Okay.
All right, cool. Then let me get in Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on today. Like, I know Charlotte explained to you yesterday that this is a segment about forgiveness. And, you know, I know she was saying that you weren't quite sure who wanted to bring you on. Was there anybody that came to mind overnight that would want to bring you on a segment like this?
Maybe my neighbor, because we're always yanking on each other for different reasons. Like, she didn't put her stuff out for the garbage the other day, and I got really mad because I could see it from my living room window. I don't know.
So it's not your neighbor. The person that wanted to bring you on today actually is your daughter, Ashley.
Hey, Mom. I want you to apologize for last minute charging us $1,000 to use your condo. You know you've never done that before, and is this because we just wouldn't want your dog? Seriously.
Oh, Ashley, listen to you. Do you know what it costs me in electric and water when your family is there? This has nothing to do with the dog. After your brother stayed there, and I got the bills for the air conditioning and the water bill, and then a tax bill came in, I'm like, well, we're going to start charging everyone. And this is not about the dog. I mean, you could have watched it, but obviously you were too busy.
It's just really suspicious that you're starting it now, right before I'm about to go on vacation. It would only be fair if you gave us both advance notice and started it, like, next year. Or if you had told him, like, oh, it cost me this much, so now I need you to pay me. But this is just so out of the blue, I don't believe it.
Why don't you believe it? There's bills. Why don't you rent a hotel room and see what it costs? Okay, my place may be paid for, but what do you think I am? A bank to just, here, do this, stay here, and do whatever you want?
I got to go and clean it up. Like that. You've always let family stay there.
It does
and
seem...
And it feels personal.
Yeah, it feels a little weird that, like, I don't understand why other family gets to stay there. Then all of a sudden, there's this situation where, like, a dog, you know, doesn't get watched for, like, 1 weekend. I'm sorry your girl's trip kind of got ruined there because of it, but
me too. It's not my fault though.
Well, this is a new rule, okay? New rule. You have to pay. Okay, your brother got away with a place this year. He'll be warned that he'll have to pay. You'll have to pay for electricity.
Well, this is just like when we were kids and like you would make up separate things for each of us. No, if he doesn't have to pay, I shouldn't have to pay.
Does it feel weird to kind of drop that on her, like, you know, 24 hours before she leaves, though? Because I mean,
yeah, that feels petty.
I mean,
like, we know you can be petty. We just heard you talk about the neighbor.
Yeah, you know, your grandkids are involved in this too. And, you know, obviously that's a huge financial strain to say, hey, you know, $1,000 extra.
Yeah, that we weren't planning on. It's just so last minute. That's why it's messed up.
Yeah. And like,
$1,000. Do you realize I raised you? I put you through a good college. I've done everything for those children. $1,000?
Can't we wait until next year? Can't we make it fair?
Well, yeah. Like, is this something that's going to be like forever kind of thing? Because.
We'll see. She paid me my $1,000. We'll see. If you want to go on a trip, $1,000 would be 2 days in a hotel room.
I know. I said it'll be like 300 something a night. So yeah. We're paying less still, but we were planning on a certain amount that was zero for the stay.
Right. So Linda, do you feel like you owe her an apology? That's kind of why we're here, to like.
For what? Well, she's staying at my place. She owes me an apology for not paying. All right. See what happens.
I'll pay you the $1,000 if I get an apology at this point.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
The phone. I really wish Jess was here right now. would you guys be willing to take phone calls on this? Because honestly, I don't know. Like, Linda, you make a good point. You're like, hey, it's my house and it's cost money.
Yeah,
and like, you know, but also at the same time, like, to drop $1,000 bill on somebody 24 hours before they're supposed to be there is kind of crazy too. You know, are you guys okay taking phone calls on this?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm in the right.
Okay, let's do this. So Ashley said, hey, listen, I have booked this summer trip like months ago with my mom, and we've done this for years. The whole family does. We just go use her condo, and like no one's ever had to pay before. Now, all of a sudden, my mom implements this new rule of like we have to pay to use it. But like we never knew this until literally yesterday. My family's already planning on going. We booked all this stuff that we can't really undo. Like, should we be able to use that for free? Melissa and Bel Air, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I mean, do you feel like Ashley needs to pay for this condo?
Yeah, she absolutely should pay. She sounds entitled as hell, I gotta be honest.
You think so? Why? Now, why?
She's upset because mommy won't give her a free beach vacation anymore. Like,
well,
it's the mom's condo.
Yes, but I mean, to drop that on her literally 24 hours before the vacation, that doesn't seem a little unfair.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she's been given free access before this, you know. Kids think that they're owed whatever their parents have, and I just have a huge problem with that. I think it's really bratty.
But again, yes, if she would have brought that back up in January, I feel like I'd be able to say, sure. Like, I understand that condos have expenses. There's water, there's HOA fees, I'm sure, whatever. But like, yo, to drop that on somebody, like I couldn't just be like, oh, sure, here's an extra $1,000 in my budget I wasn't planning on spending so my kids can have a summer vacation, you know?
I don't know. I just don't think that she's owed anything. And I think that the dog argument is completely irrelevant too. I don't know why it would be. I mean, it just doesn't get that vibe. It gives the vibe that honestly, Ashley has a history of being entitled and that mom is just kind of fed up with it.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for calling. This is Lindsay in Annapolis. What's up, Lindsay?
Hi, Kramer.
Hey, what's up? I'm doing well. I mean, what do you feel like? Do you feel like Ashley should be able to use this condo for free at this point?
Absolutely.
Why?
For my experience, my mother-in-law, let's use her Ocean City condo.
Yeah.
We actually offer to pay her each time, and she tells us absolutely not. We have it for you all to use. And honestly, I think it's favoritism if the mom is not going to charge her brother, her son, and say, you know, oh, he'll get warned the next time he goes. But she gets $1,000 dropped on her 24 hours prior.
It does feel weird.
At all.
It does feel weird. There's just something about it that just feels like icky to me. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's the whole dog thing to me where I'm like, is it the dog issue? Like, I don't, there's something about the dog issue to me. It's like, is this like some kind of like repayment for the dog issue? Kim in Westminster, what's up? Good morning. We'll give you the final vote here. Do you feel like Ashley needs to pay for this condo, even though like, she wasn't told up front, but then like, all of a sudden, you know, hey, 24 hours before.
No, I don't think she should. And I do think mom is being petty. I think it is a dog issue because I think mom's feeling like, well, you messed up my vacation or my girls' week. So
yeah.
Now I'm going to pay you back for messing up my time. Now she's trying to mess up Ashley's time.
Kind of feels
I think
like
next
that.
Year to say, hey, come next year, we're going to start charging. That's a little bit different, but 24 hours before vacation to say, hey, you owe me $1,000, that's a little messed up. I think she is playing favorites, as the last caller said.
Yeah, like it's there's just something about it, Linda, that doesn't quite sit right with us, you know? So like most people are saying it's like not the right thing to have to like do here, you know? So like,
you know what? I'm going to let you use it, Ashley, this time. But there's new rules now. You can't just run the air conditioning and run the water. You have the water running all day with the kids coming in and out from going to the beach, okay? Get serious, and next time you owe me $1,000. This is a new rule.
I mean, how does that feel?
And I'm not apologizing.
Well,
I'm not apologizing.
It's not an apology. I was just about to say that. I knew she wouldn't apologize, not even when all the listeners apparently were on my side.
Yeah.
So, F it. Okay. I'll take what I can get, I guess.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.